Okay. Yesterday, we started the sugya towards the end of the amud, end of the daf, of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. So the Gemara had a machlokas. We only saw one opinion so far. The Gemara quoted the machlokas of Rav Huna Amar Rav, Shita of Rav, that Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Mutter Be'ima. The Shemeres Yavam, a woman who's waiting to do Yibam that dies, the Yavam is Mutter to marry the Yavam's mother. Why? Because the Gemara assumed, explained the Shita, as Ein Zika. There is no Zika. What does Ein Zika mean? As we explained yesterday, that everybody agrees that Mida Oraisa, there is a connection established between the Yavam and the Yavama, a potential connection, and there's a chiyuv to do either Yibam or Chalitza. But the question is, and this we're going to clarify a little bit more today, on a Durabanan level, Mida Oraisa, fine, there is this type of connection, but on a Durabanan level, did Chazal give it the status of a quasi-ishus? Give it the status of a quasi-marriage? That's the question of Yeshika or Ezika. And one of the nafkaminas, one of the major nafkaminas is there an Isser Krovos? Is there an Isser to marry the relatives between the Yavam and the Yavama? So first, Rav Huna Amar Rav says that a Shemeres Yavam that dies, Mutter Be'ima, you're allowed to marry her mother. So Gemara says, Ilema Ksavar Ein Zika, if it's because of Ein Zika, so why doesn't he say it across the board? So the Gemara said, you might have thought there's a chilik between one and two. And then the Gemara said it might have been a Havamina to be Mechalik between Michaim and La'achar Misa. So the Gemara ended off by saying that there's no Raya from a Mishnah, but that was the basis of the Shita of Rav was Ein Zika. Now we're up to the second Shita, six lines up from the bottom. Rav Yehuda Amar, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Asur Be'ima. Rav Yehuda holds the other Shita, that a Shemeres Yavim that dies is Asur Be'ima. The Yavim is Asur to marry the Yavim's mother. Alma Kasavar Yesika. So this seems to show that Yesika, there is this quasi-marriage connection, and therefore, even if the Yavama dies, the Yavam is usher to marry the relatives of the Yavam is usher to marry the relatives of the Yavama. There is a discussion, the Rishash points out that Rashi has a little different, two different formulations here. For one Rashi is, the second to last line of Rashi of Yesika, Rashi quotes, Havi Kiknusa. She is like married, while earlier Rashi had quoted that Ein Zika, right across from where the Bach is, Ein Zika is that Ein Zika, she's not even like an Arusa. So Ein Zika, Rashi is not even like an Arusa, and Ein Zika, she's like a Nesua. Knusa means Nesua, married. Rashi says by Ein Zika, Ein Zika si vimtos shemesa lo alima lamevi kaharusa lehe aser. So Rashi seems to have from one extreme to the other extreme. In the explaining the Mandamar, Ein Zika, she's not even considered to be an Arusa, which is not even stage one of marriage. In the Mandamar, Yesh Zika, she's even considered to be Kiknusa, which is the language of the Gemara later on, even like fully married, even like a Nesua. So those are two Rashis. So Abba Ksavar Yesh Zika. So the Gemara says, V'lemach halacha k'devri omar Yesh Zika. So why doesn't the Gemara suggest that, why doesn't Rav Yehuda just say the halacha is like the mandamar of Yesh Zika? It's viewed as a quasi marriage. Why do you have to just say the nafkamina of Shemeres Yavim Shemesa Aser Be'ima? Just say the rule. So the Gemara says, no, Yihavi Amar Hachi, Yihavi Minhanu Eli Bechad. I would have thought, if you would have said Yesh Zika, I would have thought maybe that only applies by one Yavam. If there's only one brother, then I could say, oh, so there's a quasi Erison, quasi Nisuin between these two people, between the Yavam and the Yavama. I will betray Ein Zika. But if there were two brothers, maybe Ein Zika. As the Me'iri here says, Ishila Itzla betray Lochazia, paraphrasing another Gemara, that a woman can't be married to two men. So if there are two brothers, even if you say Yesh Zika, so which means that you view it like a marriage, this woman has a marriage to two men. So that's why, says the Meiri, that's the Havamina, why he didn't want to just say Yesh Zika, Kamash Balan, in a Chidami. Yesh Zika, maybe even by two men. And even though by a regular case, a woman cannot be married to two men, but this is a different case. This is, as the Gemara says, Mishamayim Kahiknula, or this is a marriage from Shemayim, so therefore it would be allowed. Says the Gemara, let's stop there for a moment, let's just finish up one more line. Actually, no, I want to do this now before we get there. And that is just a general point about this whole sugya of the Yesh Zika or Ein Zika, just to help to hopefully clarify just something I alluded to before. And that is, on a D'Oraisa level, there's no argument. On a D'Oraisa level, Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah bein Yavam Liyavama to do Yivam or Chalitza. The whole machlokes is on a D'Rabbanan level. How much did D'Rabbanan give the status of the of a marriage to this relationship. And this is explained with a little lumdis by Rav Shach and Avia Ezri, the beginning of Hilchas Yibam, where he quotes there that even though this is a Durabana Machlokes, the Gemara does relate it to the idea of Hafaras Nedarim in Maseches Nedarim. Could a Yavam be Mefir Nidre Yavama? So that's always a litmus test of how much is there a marriage. Because you know, Hafaras Nedarim is a function of Erisin, Nisuin, the Baal, the Av. So there's but that's always a litmus test. The Gemara always brings Hafaras Nedarim up in order to know how much of a relationship there is. So says Rav Shach, if they bring up Yishzik or Ainzik in that context, doesn't that show us the Daraisa Machlokas? This is how he explains it. There are two ideas in every kiddushin. Number 1 is the miskadeshes and the makadesh, what many other chachamim call the kinyan of ishus. And number 2, va'od din ishus usheirus le'inyan iser krovoseha. There's a personal ishus side of it. There's the kinyan of ishus, and then there's the more than the kinyan. It's the relationship part of the ishus. V'zebiyur b'din zika devade le'inyan shetikra isha ena yivam enikris isha dvar Torah. The second stage of this personal connection of having an ishus between them, that definitely does not apply on a daraisa level. That's all drabanan. Vein aser bekrovoseha mida oraisa v'rak midrabanan nechluku rav shmuel yei zika v'aser bekrovoseha. But the machlokes is about this first stage of kinyan. Is that enough to cause the Rabbanon to, the Kenyan might be under the Raisa level, but is that enough to cause the Rabbanon to institute Dinim the Kenyan, which is Do'oraisa, is that enough to cause the Rabbanon to parallel that with Dinim Do'rabbanon of Ishus? Hafaras Adar might be totally on the Kenyan Do'oraisa. That's why the Gemara could bring it in to connect to that issue. But the Machlokas is about, do you say, the Machlokas, how you view the Din Do'oraisa of the Kenyan will have effects. Would the Rabbanon make new laws how to view this relationship even on a Durabanan level? But again, the Machlokas, according to Rova Poskim, is on a Durabanan level. Do we give it the status of a quasi-marriage? Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda holds that you're not allowed, the Shemaris Yavam Shemesa, the Yavam is allowed to marry the mother. This Amanda Amar holds Yeshika. Why don't you just say Yeshika? Because then you would have only thought the difference between 1 and 2. Says the Gemara of Ki Pligi Betray Pligi. What do you mean? We would have thought that he wouldn't say Yeshita by 2. The whole Machlokes, the Iker Machlokes of Yeshita Yeshika is when there are 2 brothers. So of course we would have known that Yeshita is even by 2 brothers. So there must be a different reason why he didn't just say Yeshika, but he said the issue of Shomeres Yavim Shemesa Asar B'Yavama. Ella Yamar Hachi, this would have been the Havamina. If he would have just said Yeshika, Hava Amina Mechayim, I would have thought, as we were Machalik yesterday, only Mechayim, when the Shomeres Yavam is alive, so then I'm usher to marry her mother. Avala Acher Misa, but after Misa, Pakali Zika. I would have thought maybe after she dies, so then I'm mutter to everybody. Right, the only, even if you hold Yesh Zika, maybe that's only Mechayim. But La'achar Misa, after the Shemeres Yavam dies, maybe there is no Isser Krovos. Kamash Malan, that's why he says the Nafkamina, that if she dies, you can't marry her mother, the Zika Bechti Lo Paka. Because a Zika, once the Torah creates this relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away by itself, even if the woman dies. The only way it could go away is with Yibam or Chalitza. Yibam, it doesn't go away. It's completed. While Chalitza, it is Niftar. So that's the Kamash Malan, the Zika Bechti Lo Paka. The Achronim point out, this is an amazing Havamina, because Gerushin, even by Gerushin, the Isser Krovos remains. The man divorces his wife, so then all the Isser, right, he's still married to all of her relatives. If she dies, then he can marry her sister. That's the only one that changes. But if this Gerushin isn't this whole, if the whole issue of Zika or Zika is parallel to a marriage, so then why would we have thought that just by, that once she dies, then everybody would be mutter. Just like by Gershon, everybody's still usher. So too, by, if she dies, everybody should still be usher. Except the achos. Again, like the mother should also be usher. So you have to say a type of chiddush that even according to the Madam or Yezika, this is said by a number of achronim, even if you hold Yezika, that's only while she's alive. And there's a possibility, at least, in this Havamina, that it would have disintegrated the second that she dies. Why? So the way it's explained here in the Biuri Hadaf, she's so dinzika, einu ba lahafoch es hazika kechefsa shel ishus. It's not an actual marriage. Because if it's an actual marriage, as the question that I just stated, even after she dies, of course it would stay. Just like a regular marriage, everything stays. So even if you say yeshika, it doesn't mean inherently it has the status of a marriage. Shumi tokef atzma oseres chalosh shel kirva. But remember, this is all derabanan. Chachamim itilu isurim shel ishus azika zu. It's not that inherently it is a marriage, but Chazal considered it a marriage for certain halachos. And if it's just an issue of considering it a marriage, so then once there's a misa, so maybe they could say it's not called a marriage anymore. If they really gave it the status inherently of a marriage, so then there's no way that it could disintegrate. There wouldn't have been a havamina here. So that's, you have to say something like that to explain this havamina. But the kamash malan is that no, it doesn't. In a chinami, it is like a regular marriage. Yeah. If you hold Yesh Zika, what the Gemara is going to talk about that a little bit. How does Yesh Zika affect the other wives, the co-wives? We're going to talk about that a little.
The mother, let's say.
It's mutter then. If I hold Yesh Zika,
never existed.
Right. Consider that's the once Chalitza is done. Once Chalitza is done, so then that breaks. Lema Masayile. So now we bring Lema Masayile. Let's try to prove Yesh Zika. This is what we tried to ask as a question yesterday, according to the Mandamar Ein Zika. Let's say we try to prove it. Yevimta Shemesa Mutter Ba'achosa. If she dies, Mishnah later on says that Yevamada dies, Mutter Ba'achosa, you can marry her sister. So we're Madaik Ba'achosa in Bimalo. Should we understand that only applies to the sister? He's allowed to marry her sister, but not her mother. So that's a raya that yesh zika, that he can't marry the mother. Again, the sister is always different. The separate sugya, that achos isha, achos of any of the person that you have a connection to, that's a different type of iser, in that it's the only one that changes once the wife dies. So isn't that a raya that from the Mishnah that you can't marry her mother even after she dies? The word says no raya. Hu adin dafilu bi'ima, even the mother you'd be mutter to marry. The idea, the Tana Reisha, Ishta Shemesa mutter b'achosa, dafka b'achosa avlima lo. But since the Reisha of that Mishnah said that if a woman's wife dies, he's mutter to marry her sister, and there it's dafka, not the mother, the havila isura daraisa, because that's an isura daraisa that continues even after the woman dies. Again, no raya. Yeah.
So really, if you hold yesh zika.
He holds yesh zika. Well, we just brought a proof of this. We just said that there's no proof from that Mishnah to yesh zika. That's what we just did now. But we tried to bring a proof to the sheet of yesh zika. We said no proof. That's all we did. Matzav Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Rav Huna Bar Chiya asks also from our Mishnah. From our Mishnah. What did the last line of our Mishnah say? Remember our Mishnah. Reuben and Shimon are married and Reuven dies. Reuven's wife died. Reuven dies. So Reuven's wife falls to Shimon to do a Yibam Rechalitza. Before he does it, Levi is born. The third brother is born. And then Shimon does Maimar. Shimon does a Kiddushin Drabanan before the Yibam. So Asaba Maimar, Shimon does Maimar Vameis, and then Shimon dies. So what does the third brother do? So to the first woman, Reuven's original wife, he does nothing. Because that's Eshes Achav Shlo Haisab Olamo. That's his wife's brother. He was never alive contemporary with his brother. So that first woman is nothing. She's an Erva. But what about the other woman, Shimon's other wife? So this was the question, because Shimon did Maimar. So is this a Tsaras Erva or not? On a Daraisa level, it's not really a Tsaras Erva, because there was only Maimar done. But on a Darabana level, it's a co-wife. So that's why the Mishnah says, Choletzes v'lo b'syabemis. We don't allow Yibum, because they're married on a Darabana level, and it's a Tsara on a Darabana level, but you do Chalitza. That's what the Mishnah said. So now we're Medaik. Taima David by Maimar, the only reason that the third brother, Levi, does chalitza in this case and is not allowed to do yibum is because Shimon had done Maimar. That's what we're being medayik. Hello, Avad ba Maimar. If Shimon had not done Maimar, so again, remember what's the case. Reuven dies, his wife falls to Shimon, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon dies. Let's say before doing Maimar, then Shimon dies. So then we're medayik from the Mishnah. In that case, Levi could surely marry Shimon's other wives. That's where we're medayik. The Mishnah says only if Maimer was done, he has to do Chalitza. But if Maimer was not done, then he'd be able to marry even Shimon's wives. Shoshnir Nami Yivuim Yama. He'd be able to marry even Shimon's wives and do Yibum. Why? Because they're not married. They're not co-wives. They're not co-wives to the woman who was originally married to Reuven. So this is not at Saras Erba. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. The Amrit Yesh Zika. But if you hold Yesh Zika, that there is this connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, a quasi-marriage, automatically, so then havilate saras eishes achash lo haya ba'olam abizika. So then even if Shimon didn't do Maimar, we should consider this woman who fell to Shimon as quasi-married to him already, just like as if we would have done Maimar. If you know the yesh zika, so they should already be considered co-wives, and they should have to do chalitza even in that case, on a drabanan level. So therefore, that's the kasha. So doesn't this Mishnah prove ein zika? Because if you would hold Yesh Zika, they would already be considered co-wives, even without the Maimer having been done. So he answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, no proof. Even if Shimon had not done Maimer, you're right, that would be the halacha. Had he not done Maimer, he still is only allowed to do Chalitza, he's not allowed to do Yibam, because he's already considered co-wives of Shimon. Shnia, Michlas Chasal Yibu Bilom Yama. Right, even if he hadn't done Maimer yet, the second one, which is Shimon's wife, that was always his wife, this Chalisa and not Yibam. But Hadik Tani Maimer, why did it say the case of Maimer? Not to tell me if Maimer wouldn't have been done, then you'd even allow Yibam. No. If Maimer wouldn't have been done, you'd still only allow Chalisa. Why does it say Maimer la Fukimi Beishamai? To tell me against Beishamai, to Amri Maimer Kona Kenyan Gomer, according to Beishamai, Maimer is a full Kenyan, maybe even on a Daraisa level, and according to Beishamai, if Maimer was done, so then, what's the halacha? So then it's as if they're fully married. So then that you wouldn't even have to do chalitza. Because that's a real daraisa saras erva. You wouldn't even have to do chalitza or yibim to the other women. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That, asaba maimar lafuki mi beishamai. But you're right, even without maimar, only chalitza would be allowed and not yibim, according to the man to Amar, yesh zika. Oh, so you saw the Tosfos Harash's kasha. Says the Tosfos Harash, you have to have a Mishnah to come teach me against Beishamai? We never go like Beishamai. What do you have a chiddush? Oh, this goes against Beishamai, B'makam B'Sela in a Mishnah. We had that back in Brachas and other places. What? We had it right. We had it earlier. Not on my day. Right? So that's the, actually, every day is my day, but every day is our personal day. So it says the Tosfos Harash has that ha'ara. Because there are other shitas that hold like Beishamai. And therefore it's not Beishamai per se, but it's the shita of Beishamai. And you also, Rabbi Yosef Engel has the amazing ha'ara, but when you hear about it, you're like, oh, that's obvious. What, Beishamai himself doesn't even hold the whole concept of Saras Erva. What do you mean? This is lafuki mi beishamai to tell me, because if you would have said maimer is kones, then they wouldn't, the other women wouldn't even have to do anything because of saras erva. Beishamai doesn't hold at all of saras erva. Remember we had the beginning of the first parak, he rejects that whole discussion. So you have to say it means svaras beishamai. Doesn't mean beishamai himself. To answer those two questions. Number one, because beishamai can be telling the Mishnah, who cares if, you know, if we don't need a Mishnah to go against beishamai. Number two, beishamai himself doesn't hold of this whole concept. So that's what Yosef Engel's Ha'ara, that according to Tshuvas HaRashba, Rashba says that there are other examples of this as well. Sometimes the Gemara will say la fuke of a certain shita, and it really means the svara of that shita, and not dafka that shita per se. Okay, next. Eis ve'abaya, so Abaya tries again. Tried to prove Yeshur and Zika from a Mishnah later on. Shnei Achim ba'olam echad. So this is a case, though, the exact diuk that we try to make from our Mishnah, which we rejected, that diuk is explicit in the following source, though. So we're not going to be able to get out of that one so easily. Shnei Achim ba'olam echad. V'meis echad mehem below Vlad. Two brothers are alive at the same time. Reuven and Shimon, and then Reuven dies without children. V'yamad ha'sheni ha'zelah asos ma'ir b'yavimto. And Shimon is about to do Maimar. right? Amar Hasheni Lasos, he's about to do Maimer, v'lo hispik laso bo Maimer, and he didn't get to do Maimer, ad shenolo lo ach, until he gets a younger brother, Levi, umeis, and he dies, Shimon dies. So this is the exact case that we were trying to be medayik from our Mishnah, but here it says a mefurish. So what's the halacha? Levi is born, Shimon doesn't do anything, and Shimon dies. The Gemara says, Harishona Yosef Mishameshes Achav Shalhaya Bolamo, the original woman, so far so good, is an erva. Vishnia, what does the other wives of Shimon do? Ocholet Hazomis Yabemis. They could even do Yibum. So ask the Gemara, V'yamrit Yesh Zika. But if you say Yesh Zika, what do we say? Havilei Tzaris Eishas Achiv Shlohayu Bolom B'Zika. So if you hold Yesh Zika, so as we said, they should be considered co-wives. You should, on a Durabana level, not D'Oraisa, and therefore you should pat to them without anything. On a Durabana level, they should be called co-wives, and therefore we should only allow Chalitza, not Yibum. So exactly what we wanted to be Medayik earlier, here is Mefurish, so you can't get out of it. So answers the Gemara, you're right. That Mishnah is a problem, and therefore, Hamani Rabbi Meir hi de Amar Ein Zika. It must be, that Mishnah must be Shitas Rabbi Meir, who holds Ein Zika. Right, the Mandamar Ye Zika would have to say that only Chalitza would be allowed. That Mishnah, which allows even Yibum, must be according to the Manda Amar of Rabbi Meir, who holds Ein Zika. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Do me sphere lay the Rabbi Meir Ein Zika? Does Rabbi Meir really hold Ein Zika? On the Rabbanan level, does he hold that way? Vahatnan. But we have another Mishnah later on. Arba achim, shnai mehem nesum shtei achyos, four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, four brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Vamesu hanesuin haachyos. And Reuven and Shimon die. So what happens now? There are two sisters that fall to Levi and Yehuda. But they're two sisters from two different husbands. They're not they couldn't have been married to the same husband. They're sisters. But the two women from this two different husbands, they fall to Levi and Yehuda. So what does the Mishnah say? Hare elu chotzes lomis yamos. Chalitza is done to them and not Yibam. Why is chalitza done? Because there's the halacha of achozukukaso. This each one, if Levi tries to do Yibam to one of them, but 1 minute, that's the sister of his Zakuka, another other woman that's connected to him. Acho Zukukaso. So what do you see from there? That there is some type of, the fact that there's a status of Zukukaso means that there's some type of Zika there. But this is a Stam Mishnah, it's a Remeir. That's the Kasha. V'sakadana Sava Remeir Ein Zika. If Remeir really holds Ein Zika, that you don't really recognize the connection between the woman and her husbands until something is actually done. Hani Mitre Batigasi. See what's the problem here? These two women came from two different husbands. Haile Yabim Chada V'haile Yabim Chada. Each of them should do Yibim to one of them. You see from this Mishnah, though, that it seems like Yesh Zika. It seems like there is a connection. So that's Akasha. How can you say Rabbi Meir holds Ein Zika? This Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, seems to say Yesh Zika. Says the Gemara, you're right. Li'olam Ein Zika. Really, step one, it's not on the Daraisa level, because it's really two Darabana levels here. Really, Ein Zika is really what we should say. And really, each of these men, Levi and Yehuda, in the case of the four brothers, Levi and Yehuda should be able to do Yibam to each of these women. They should pick one, they should do it. But you know what? There's a Gzeira. There's a Gzeira. Mishum tekasavar, asur levatel mitzvaz yimin. Something that came up yesterday. But we want each of these women to be able to have the opportunity to take part in the mitzvah of Yibum. And therefore, there's a chshash here. If you allow one brother to do Yibum, so then there's a chshash that something's going to happen. What are we worried about? To Dilma Adam Yabim Chad. Let's say Levi does Yibum to one of the women, and then Mayis Idach. Then Yehuda might die. If Yehuda dies, then what happens? There's still one sister left, and she could do nothing. Because the first sister is already married to Levi. This other sister is now the sister of the wife of Levi, so she's going to go off scot. She's going to go off with nothing. No yibum, no chalitza, and we're very worried about that case. Because Bazel's mitzvah is yibum, and I want. How does chalitza help? Because if Levi does chalitza to the woman instead of yibum, then the other sister, Achos Chalutasa, is only a derabbanan. That's not, she's not usher, so she could also get a chalitza done to her. as long as something can be done to each of these women, that's considered included in the mitzvahs yibmin. So, again, just to summarize, really, according to the Manda Amar, Ein Zika, which Rameh really holds, we should allow Yibam to be done to both of these women, but there's a side reason. There's a side reason why we won't allow it, because if you allow Yibam to be done to the first woman, we're worried that Yehuda, the fourth brother, might die, and therefore the other woman left out will get off with nothing, because now her Yavam that's left is already married to her sister. So we won't allow that. We'll make Levi do chalitza to the first woman, so then even if Yehuda does die, Levi could still do chalitza to the other woman, to his wife's sister. Just one other, our Rashi adds, what once chalitza is done to the first woman, why don't you allow Yibam to the second woman? Once chalitza is done to the first, so Rashi is in a chinami, but we just don't want to get confused. Once chalitza is done to the first woman, and so then Yehuda dies, then the second woman can get Yibam. But we don't want to have confusion, so we just say chalitza to both women. Yeah.
Should have asked all the women in the first Mishnah.
Should the Chachamim asked...
Don't marry your brother's daughter, because if you die, there's no Yibam.
Don't marry your brother's daughter.
Because if you die...
No, but here, I think here the issue is because these women have already fallen to Yibam. These women are already in the Parsha. Reuven...
No, but the Chashash is that he's going to die after you do Yibam.
Right, I'm saying, but Reuven and Shimon have died now. Right. So each of these women now have a Zika. Either right now have a Zika. So now you're going to do something that might make it that they'll never fulfill this Zika. In the first Mishnah, there's no Zika yet. You marry somebody. Nobody died yet. There's no Zika yet. I think the issue is here, step one has already happened. They're already Zakuk Liyavam. So now they say, once you're Zakuk Liyavam, we want you to be able to bring it to fruition, to fulfill mitzvahs Yibmin. But there is, this Gemara is a very important Gemara. What do you see from this Gemara, yeah? Right, that's her. Is that a kiyum of the Mishnah Tzaras Erva? She's out of the parsha. That means she has been removed from the situation of the mitzvah, but not that she has fulfilled the mitzvah. She has been removed from the situation. So we would have said, "What's the big deal?" So wouldn't she rather? But the point is, once you're in the parsha of the mitzvah, Gemara seems to say we want it to be fulfilled. But what do you see from this Gemara? We wanted to fulfill mitzvahs yimin. So therefore, we make sure that to do this, do chalitz instead of yibam. So what do you see? That chalitz is part of the mitzvahs yibim. You might have said, yibim is yibim. Right? I don't know if Rebecca mentioned this, back on that base, there's a major discussion. How much is chalitz a part of the mitzvah of yibim? This Gemara seems to say mefurish, yes. Well, my nafkamina, let's say a woman is 119 years old. And she's never going to get remarried. She's not going to have children. Is there a kiyum for her to do chalitza if her husband dies? If there's a case where, you know, she's it's not going to happen. So this is a big discussion. This is known as the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph. Can't forget it. Chacham Tzvi in Siman Aleph has this discussion. The Chacham Tzvi is the Shita that says Chalitza is not a mitzvah. Chalitza is a matir. And therefore, if the woman has no intention of getting remarried, you don't have to do it. Says the Chacham Tzvi. Kol ikar masha anu kofen ala Chalitza hu mishum lesa dida. Shein chos minosa v'lo ta'agin v'tesiv. Al karcha la mishav. Therefore, if you talk about kfiya, like he talks about the issue of kofan al mitzvah zaseh, that can't apply here. This isn't a regular mitzvah. Al karcha lo amrin hachi el b'mitzvah zaseh she'in etzluye b'davar v'yefshar lehipater avol b'mitzvah zaseh hatzluye b'dei adam kegon chalitza shim he rotzeh lehis agein v'gam hu eno makbid anan lo ichmaslan b'mitzvah zaseh kazu im kofan ila mishum igun dida. It's all about her potential marriage, and therefore, if you don't want to, so then no problem. You don't have to do it. He says earlier also that whether mitzvah srichas kavana, he says that doesn't apply here. That's only by a regular mitzvah. This isn't a mitzvah. He calls it, it's a kinyan. It's not a regular mitzvah srichas kavana. So as the Chacham Tzvi and Siman Aleph has a long discussion that chalitza is not a mitzvah. Chalitza, it might be counted as one of the 613, but b'mahus, it is not a mitzvah. So many achronim, the Netziv, and Kuf Nun Dalet, and the Shiltos, quote this Chacham Tzvi and says there are many rises in the Gemara, including our Gemara. It's wrong. Our Gemara clearly says chalitza is part of mitzvahs yibmin. Mitzvahs yibmin. He does contrast it to Gittin. He says maybe Gittin is more of a matir. Get is a matir. Chalitza, though, is a mitzvah. And that's always the parallel. You compare it to Gittin and Chalitza. So the Netziv said, no, Chalitza is a mitzvah. It's mitzvahs yimin. It's not just to pater. Ikra le mitzvah umemela hi nefteres. So he argues with that Chachan Svi. Kol Zeh Udas Hagon, Aval Ani Omer LaHefach. And he quotes Raya to this as well. But again, that's a big topic that hopefully we'll come back to a number of times. How much is Chalitza part of the mitzvah, or is Yibam? How much is Chalitza just a backup? Is Chalitza getting out of the mitzvah, or a fulfillment of the mitzvah? This Gemara seems to clearly say that Chalitza is part of the mitzvah. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that why in the case where the four brothers that we brought a raya, the case of four brothers are married, isn't that a raya that yei zika? So we say, no, it really means ein zika, but we just take precautions because we don't want these women who have already fallen to yibam or chalitza to get off without doing yibam or chalitza. Ask the Gemara now, the e ein zika. We'll get back to the, when are you, if we have time at the end, Tosafot here discusses, when are you ever, well, we're always choshish that people are going to die. Right, what was choshish? Maybe youth is going to die. Tosfos talks about it here. Different Gemaras. There are choshish if somebody gives a, if a man gives his wife again and says, you're divorced I'm, an hour before I die. And then he goes to Medina Sayam. Could she still eat truma? The Gemara says, yes, she can't still eat truma. You're not choshish Lamisha. So Tosfos here talks about the different rules, when you are, when you're not. So if we get time, we'll get back to it later. Says the Gemara, but the E ain't Zika. 1 minute. If you hold Ein Zika, Tibatel. What's the whole worry? What did we just say? According to Rebbe Meir, he holds Ein Zika, but we're so worried about the mitzvah of Yimin. But what do you mean? If you hold Ein Zika, that there's no real connection, so what do you care about the mitzvah? So let the mitzvah be batel. To Rebbe Gamliel Amar Ein Zika, because we know there's another shita out there, Rebbe Gamliel holds Ein Zika, Umutu Levata Mitzvah Yimin. And therefore he says, you're allowed to be Mevata Mitzvah Yimin. If there's no strong connection yet, so then, if it's not fulfilled, don't worry about it. What does Rebbe Gamliel say? This Ditznan, the Mishnah later on. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So we have to know the first Shita before we know Rabbi Gamliel Shita. The case over there in the Mishnah is two brothers are married to two women, to two sisters. Right? Rashi quotes, Shnei Achim and Shnei Achim. Two brothers are married to two sisters, but one of the women is a Gedola, meaning it's a Kiddushin Daraisa. One of the women is a Ketana, and it's only Kiddushin Mi and it's Kiddushin Darabanan. What happens? The one that's married to the Gedola dies. The one that's married to the Gedola dies. So therefore, let's think about this. On a Doraisa level, let's say Reuven is married to the Gedola and Shimon is married to the Ketana. On a Doraisa level, Shimon has to do Yibum to Reuven's wife. Because Reuven was married Midoraisa. Reuven and Shimon are brothers Midoraisa. So Shimon now has to do Yibum. The problem is that Shimon's married to his Reuven's wife's sister on a Drabana level. So what do you do? So says the Gemara, we suggest, and we want the mitzvah of Yibam to take place, we suggest that that Shimon's wife do Miyun, we suggest to her, do Miyun, so therefore, as if they were never married, and now Shimon could do Chalitza or Yibam to Reuven's wife. That's the Tanna Kamma. We suggest to do Miyun, to Shimon to do Yibam to his Ketana wife, so then that marriage is wiped out, and now Yibam can take place to the first wife. Rabbi Gamliel argues, Rabbi Gamliel says no, that's where we pick it up. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Emiyana Miyana, what do you mean? Shimon doesn't want to lose his wife. So Emiyana Miyana, if she wants to do Miyun, fine, she could do Miyun. But Vim Lo Miyana, but if she didn't do Miyun, Tamtina Shetagdil, we wait until she gets old, till she becomes a Gedola. Rashi says, and he lives with her. And then it turns into a Doraisa marriage. And then, so then Shimon turns around and then says, sorry, Reuven's wife, I can't do anything to you. You're my sister's, my wife's sister. And therefore, you know, you get off without anything. So what do you see for Rabbi Gamliel? He's not concerned with Bittul Mitzvahs Yibmin. So why can't Rabbi Meir hold that way? If you hold Ain's, don't those two go together, ask the Gemara? Ain Zika and Bittul Mitzvahs Yibmin? Ask the Gemara, 1 minute. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir Karamis? What are you asking? You're bringing me a kasha for Rabbi Gamliel onto Rabbi Meir? It's two tanoim. It's very possible that Rabbi Meir could be mechalek. Rabbi Meir could hold Ain Zika and yet say there's still a mitzvah not to be mevatel Yibmin. So Gemara says, no, lo hachi kamina. We're not saying that one shita should hold like the other shita, but we're just noting that isn't it amazing that there's such a wide gap between the two shitos of Ein Zika. Rabbi Meir chayish afilu l'sveika. Rabbi Gamliel afilu vade lo chayish. We're not saying they're the same shita, but we're saying, isn't it unusual that Rabbi Meir, who is choshesh even that somebody might die, and Rabbi Gamliel is not even choshesh even while somebody's still alive? It's such a wide gap between the two sheets of Ein Zika? So the Gemara answers, yeah. Dilma, man de lo chayish avil vade lo chayish, or man de chayish avil tzvega chayish, period, in a chinami. You're right, where a mayor might be choshish even for a suffix, Gamliel is not even choshish even for a vadai. So therefore, if it comes out that there are three possible shitos, if you hold yesh zika, then you are always worried about being mevatel mitzvah yamin. If you hold ein zika, then there's the machlokas, from Gamliel or mayor. If you hold ein zika, are you still worried on the surface it might go together? If you hold ein zika, it's not a strong zika, and therefore you don't have to worry about fulfilling mitzvah of yibam, because there's no real connection there. Or do you say, no, you are worried about it even if you hold ein zika, and that is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Period. Chayish lemiyuta. Rabbi Meir is usually right. So some of Farshim Tosa talks about it a little bit. The Rabbi Meir in general is the shita that's choshish lemiyuta. But even so, there's a problem, because in other cases, he's not always choshish for misa. You're right, choshish lemiyuta. Is this a miyut? I mean, everybody dies eventually.
Yeah.
Right? So somebody's going to die very soon, so maybe that's a miyut. Right, that's a miyut. Right, if the younger sister was married by her father, that's a daraisa. That's already a daraisa, and therefore that's not the case over there. Okay, so what did we have so far? We had a machlokas between whether you hold yesh zika or ein zika, but who are the people talking? So the first person, Rav, Rav Huna Amar Rav held yavim shemesa mutter be'ima, meaning Rav held ein zika, while Rav Yehuda held yesh zika. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out Rav Yehuda learned by Rav and Shmuel. So where did Rabbi Yehuda hear this shita from of Ein Zika, of Yesh Zika? Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosei, Had Rabbi Yehuda de Shmuel hi. This statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that Yesh Zika, he heard it from his Rabbi Shmuel. Ditzan, because the Mishnah says, and this is the one case of Yevamis that we had back in Moed. Right, Megillah on the side. Megillah Yudches Mabeth. This came up there. Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Echem Ezachosa. What happens? If you have a woman who falls to a bunch of brothers, and all of a sudden, one of those brothers goes and is Makadesh, this woman's sister. This woman's sister. Shmeres Yavam, Shekidish Echa Vesachosa. So what's the halacha? So now, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi have to do Yibam to this woman. And all of a sudden, Levi goes and is Makadesh, this woman's sister. So now, Levi cannot do anything to these other women. So what do we do? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says it's a limbo period. Amru, Omrim Lo Tamtein. We tell Levi, wait. Wait till one of your brothers does Yibam or Chalitza. Once that does, so then you can stay married to the woman that you just did Kiddushin to. That's the Mishnah. Again, one of the brothers does Kiddushin to the sister, to Acho Zukukaso, so that's a recognized Kiddushin. That's not a Chayvi Krisis or anything. It's a recognized Kiddushin. And therefore, we tell him, wait until your brother does Yibam. V'yomar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira. So what do you see from there? Why do we make him wait? Because there is a recognized Zika. We don't want him to get fully married yet. So doesn't that prove Yesh Zika? And Shmuel says, Halacha Zaka B'Yehuda Ben Maaseira. So you see Shmuel holds Yesh Zika. So the Gemara suggests that's where Rav Yehuda heard it from. Rav Yehuda heard it from this Shmuel. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Amar Lei D'I D'Rav Mai. What if you want to say he heard it from Rav, that would be a problem. Why? Kasha D'Rav Ad'Rav? You'd say, oh, because Rav said earlier that Yesh, that ain't Zika, and if you bring a proof, Yesh Zika would be a problem. Why don't you search for a source in Rav? Maybe it's a machlokas on a Rav about what Rav said. So Gemara says, no, we'd rather not do that. We don't need to do that here. Kivan de itmar mishmei de Shmuel behedya, or mishmei de Rav ka'amoroi, we have an explicit source like Shmuel. And you're going to tell me that we're going to look it around for two sources that have a machlokas in Rav. Why do we need to do that? Lo shafkina mishmei de Shmuel behedya, or mekmina ka'amoroi valibet de Rav. We're not going to leave an explicit statement of Shmuel to find two machlokas statements about Rav. It's much simpler to go straight. Who do you hear Yesh Zika from? From the statement of Shmuel, where Shmuel clearly says, Yesh Zika. There's something to say on the Tosas, but let's first get up to the Mishnah. Amar of Kahana, Amrit Lashvite Kamei de Rav Zvid, Minaharda. This statement, this whole discussion, was said in front of Rav Zvid. Amar, and Rav Zvid said, Atun Hachi Masnisula. You haven't need this whole discussion because you just had the statement of Rav Yehuda in his own name. But Anan, Behedi Masnisula. We have the statement of Rav Yehuda, but Beferish the name of Shmuel, so we don't have to get on to the whole discussion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel Yavim Shemesa, Aser Ba'ima, Alma Ksava Yesh Zika. So you see, Beferish, the Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel his Rebbe. V'yatza Shmuel Latayme, and then Shmuel goes according to his own reasoning. Shmuel, who said that Shomer's Yavim Shemesa, it's also to marry the mother, goes according to his own reasoning, to Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel also says, Halacha Yehuda ben Maseira in the Mishnah up above, that again, if a brother does Kiddushin to the Achos Zukukaso, we tell him to wait until his brothers finish the job with Yim Marchalitza. The Gemara just ends off at Tzrichi. Why do we have to have, sorry? The Zika showed there was a relationship with the brother. That's Yesh Zika. But the Yesh Zika is not strong enough to prevent the brother's marriage from taking effect.
He was married.
So is this woman married to two men? So that's what we mentioned before by the Meiri. Again, the Gemara had a Havamina to be Mechalik, but Kamash Malan, Kortaman Damar Yesh Zika, forget that case, even if there are two brothers. How could she be married to two brothers? The answer is not exactly. This has the status of the marriage, but not the mahus. Because obviously, you're right. A woman cannot be married to two men. Vitzrichi, the Gemara just ends off. We need both statements of Shmuel. Number one, that he says, Allah is like a Yehuda ben Beseira. Number two, that he says, if the Shomeres Yavam dies, so then it's also to marry her mother. Diyesh minan Yesh Zika, because if he just said the statement of Yesh Zika, I would have said that only applies if there's one brother. But two brothers, as was just asked, a woman can't be married to two men. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to say, even in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, there's more than one brother. So you see, Beferish, Yesh Zika, even if there's more than one brother. And if I would have only had that statement about the Mishnah, I would have thought only Mechayim. But after she dies, I would have thought the whole thing disappears. So that's the Chiddush now, to teach me that Zika does not disappear by itself. Once, if old Yesh Zika, then even after she dies, the relationship still continue. There was a big discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos here, he asked the question. The Ramban has five answers to this question. And that is, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So what happened? The Shomeres Yavam. So the brother, one of the brothers, marries his Zukuka's sister, Acho Zukukaso. So ask the Ramban and ask Tosfos implicitly, what do we tell him to wait for? He's married. He's married already. Kiddushin was done, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, the Ramban's lashon is, Iglameda, Vekivash Kisha Lazeh, Achos Isha, He Miyad, Vetesei. The Maestro Nisun Meirison, he's married to a new woman, and that's not strong enough, and he already did it. So what do you mean we tell him to wait? Betravayu Achos Ishto Himi Daraisa. So now that other woman is Achos Ishto. So Tosfos says maybe there's a chiluk between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Tosfos says on top. But says Ramban, no there isn't. Vekoshali ma be Nisuin Kiddushin. Kishem she Nisuin mafkiin, kach Kiddushin yafkiyu. Once he marries this other sister, they're married. What are you waiting for? Tosfos has the chiluk, but the Ramban doesn't like this. The Ramban gives a number of different answers trying to explain. Maybe it was a Kiddushin that smacks of an Isser. There was a little Aveira done. He married Achos Zukukaso. You know, we'd rather him wait till he continues. Because it smacks of something wrong. Right? Kiddushin dehatera potrin, disura ein potrin, or he talks about all different types. Maybe it's just a gzera, because for other cases, but again, the Ramban, if you look here, when I'm starting to talk about it, he has a number of different answers to answer that question, which Tosfos answers as well. Because Tosfos says, if they already did nisuin, then he doesn't have to wait. That's what Tosfos says. Avalam knasa kvar, pakal azika lagamri vein sorach laham to mi livol. That's what Tosfos says. But again, that the Ramban does not think there's any difference between Nisuin and Kiddush. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Shnei achim umeis echad mehem b'yibim ha-sheni yaseishas achiv. Two brothers are married, one of them dies, and the second one does yibum. Shimon does yibum, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon dies. Right, the first woman, and now they both fall to Levi. So the original woman is a that's an erva. And the shnia is a tzara. Asa ba maimar. What if only maimar was done? By Shimon, Vameis, and then Shimon dies, as we said in the first Mishnah, Hashniya Choletzes Vlomis Yabemes. The second woman, Shimon's wives, do Chalitza and not Yibam. They do why? Because they're married on a Durabana level. That's why we want to allow Yibam, but you still need Chalitza. The exact similar case to the first Mishnah, but what was the case of the first Mishnah? The first Mishnah was where Levi was born before Shimon did anything. Here, he did Yibam or Maimar, and here, and then in our Mishnah, he was born afterwards. Reb Shimon Omer, and here we have Reb Shimon Shita, who we've referred to before. Reb Shimon rejects these cases. Miyabim Leizen Sheyirtza. He rejects these cases of Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo. He would allow, if again, if Reuven died, Shimon marries Reuven's wife, and then Levi is born. Reb Shimon would say, Mutter, that's not called Saras Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo. Right, he would allow either or. He would allow Levi to marry. So Amar of Oshia, Cholakai Reb Shimon Aparishona. Reb Shimon really argues on both cases. What's both cases? Both if Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum, or even if Levi is born before Shimon did Yibum. Meaning, even if Levi is born while this Ashes Ruvain is now connected to him now. No, not connected. Reb Shimon would even allow that. Mimai, how do you know he would even allow that? Mitiktani Mishnah Yisera, because the two Mishnayis so far of our parak are extra. Babi is the ratio of the Mankatani law. Who is, what's the Chiddush of the first case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam. Ilei Malo Rabbanan, if that's coming to teach me the Shita of the Rabbanan who say that it's a problem, that Shimon is Usur. So 1 minute. Hashta Yavam Ulbasof Nolad. If the Rabbanan Shita is even if Shimon does Yibam and then Levi is born, in that case you potentially would say this is an Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo. When Levi's born, this is Shimon's wife, and still Asri Rabbanan, and still in that case the Rabbanan say Asur. So obviously no Rakav Gavim Mi Boy. So surely if Levi is born before Shimon does anything, so therefore Eishes Ruvain has a direct connection to him, surely they would ask her in that case. So that first case of the Mishnah, where Levi is born before Shimon does anything, can't be teaching me the Shita of the Rabbanan, because that's obvious. Elolav, Reb Shimon Itzrich. So it must be that first case is teaching me the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. V'tana Reisha Lodiach HaKocha de Reb Shimon. So the first case of the Mishnah is listed to teach me the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. Meaning that Reb Shimon is Matir Levi to marry this woman, even if he is born before his brother Shimon does Yibum. That's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. V'tana Seifa Lodiach HaKocha de Rabbanan. And our Mishnah right here is telling me the Chiddush of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan even Aser it, if Levi is born after Shimon does Yibam to the woman. Ubedinu denifla Reb Shimon Bereisha, and really, the Mishnah should have explicitly brought Reb Shimon Shita in the first Mishnah, Elanata lehu l'Rabbanan, ad demesayim l'musayu, but we just waited, let the Rabbanan finish their Shita, v'hadir palagalayu, and then we'll bring Reb Shimon Shita, but really Reb Shimon's argument is going on both cases. Period. So now we just ask, fine, so Reb Shimon argues in both those cases, but there is a pasuk. There was a pasuk that we had that on Daf Yud Zayin, Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo. Does Reb Shimon argue in all cases? We assume not. Ela Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo, Reb Shimon Hechem Ishkachas Lo. Is there a case that Reb Shimon would agree of Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo that's considered an erva? So Gemara says he had two cases. Number one, Bechad Acha Umis V'Nola Lo Ach. Let's say a brother dies. One brother dies and he has no brothers. After he dies, he has a brother that's born. In that case, Reb Shimon would say that Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo, if there were no other brothers. Case one. Or Inami, betray, or if there are two brothers, below Yavam, below Mis. If Shimon, let's say in our case, Reb Shimon and Levi, if Shimon didn't die, but Shimon didn't do Yibam either. So until Shimon does anything, Levi cannot marry this original woman, wife of Reuven. In both those cases, that would be an Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo that he would agree to. So now we just talk about the Svara for a minute, the last thing for today. Bishlamo Yavam Akach Nolad. 1 second, what is Reb Shimon Shita? Fine if he's born after Yibum, after Shimon does Yibum. Ki Ashuche Be'atira Ashuche. So then I understand why Shimon would allow it. Why Reb Shimon would allow Levi to marry the Shimon's wife. Because it's considered Shimon's wife. Ela Nolad Akach Yibim, my time up. But how could Reb Shimon say such a thing? That if Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon does Yibam, that's not called Eishes Achav Shlohaisa Bolamo? That's a tremendous chiddush. What's his svara for that? Says the Gemara, Kasavar, Yesh Zika, Vizika, Kiknusa Damya. Period. It must be that he holds a very strong Yesh Zika approach. So it's as if this woman is already married to Shimon. So if he's born before or after Shimon does Yibam, it doesn't really matter. Yesh Zika, and Zika is Kiknusa. And Zika, like Rashi referred to earlier on today, that Zika is as if you're married already. So it doesn't matter if he's born before Shimon Dazibam, it's still Zika Kiknusa. The Tosfos Rid on this Gemara points out, it's explained by the Berachah Shmuel, that the Tosfos Rid says, obviously not Zika Kiknusa. Let's say if this woman is Mizana now, she's not an Eish Zisha Zinsa. Right, you're not going to go so far that she's an Eish Zisha Zinsa, she's fully married. But at least regarding her Zikos and connections, she has the status of a married woman, and therefore she would not be considered, according to Reb Shimon, Eish Zachif Shlaisa Ba'olama. Right.
Here
Yesh Zika turns out to be a Kula, right, not a Chumra. Right. Here Yesh Zika seems to be a Kula on the Rabbanan level. Reb Shimon would say these women are mutter to marry Reb Shimon. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Friedman family. Levzecher, Nishmas, Feger Reisel Bas, Menachem Munish.